Well, and as we know, the other big controversy at the Rio Olympics involved four U.S. swimmers and a gas station. USA Today released an exhaustive investigation over the weekend that looked into what really happened between swimmer Ryan Lochte, his other three colleagues, and Brazilian security. Lochte has now admitted he exaggerated the encounter, but the USA Today report also questions the Brazilian retelling of what happened. Well, joining us now with more is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi there, David.
Hey, Meg.
So first of all, tell us about the questions that are being raised about the Brazilian retelling of that night.
Well, the USA Today piece is pretty extraordinary because they actually did reporting, right? So they went back. There were claims made that Lochte and perhaps his peers had destroyed this restroom at the gas station. They had broken the mirrors. They had torn down the soap dispensers. USA Today went back in the bathroom. They found the mirrors and took pictures. They were still standing. They were upright. They looked worn. Same for the soap dispensers. There was the claims that Lochte had said, a gun had been put to his head. And he says, well, that was an exaggeration. But it turns out videotape and an eyewitness who was a passing by DJ who essentially served as a translator in Portuguese to help the young athletes deal with these security officers. They said their gun was drawn and it was pointed at the athlete. And indeed, he said that he was essentially held up by cops. Well, these guys were private security guards, but they were also off-duty prison guards serving as private security. So in a sense, you have law enforcement officials pulling a gun, resolving this issue by the giving of cash to basically get these guys out of there. I think you can say that that Lochte is a pampered knucklehead Olympian. I think questions have been raised about whether or not he would have been treated the same way and believed initially had he been not white. But at the same time, a lot of the fundamentals of the story that he offers are backed up by interviews, by the videotape obtained by USA Today, and by their own on-the-scene reporting.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm seeing that Ryan Lochte's lawyer, Jeffrey Ostro, has also separately told USA Today that relying on what the Brazilians are saying as opposed to taking time to really analyze what you can see, he says, is a problem, and that parts of the story that Ryan Lochte originally offered will never change. That's, again, his lawyer, Jeffrey Ostro. But I'm wondering, David, let's talk a little bit about then how the media pendulum has swung in this story. At first, of course, when Ryan Lochte made his claims, there was a great deal of support for him and lots of criticism heaped upon the Brazilians. Then it seemed to have swung completely in the opposite direction. So it sounds like really the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Well, the truth is often somewhere in the middle, but you had a series of sort of unquestioning interviews in some ways by NBC that became more pointed over time, as you say, swinging from the completely credulous Billy Bush initially to the completely incredulous or somewhat credulous Matt Lauer to then this back and forth between Al Roker and Billy Bush, where Al Roker simply said he lied and really pressed Billy Bush on his – his lack of questioning any of the fundamentals of what Lochte had offered. Roker looked like a journalistic hero, an amazing thing for a guy we best know as a weatherman on a morning show to come off as. And at the same time, NBC had an incredible flotilla of broadcasters and journalists down in Rio. They didn't do the reporting that USA Today did. And what they didn't do was ascertain what actually happened, even to take so simple a step as go initially back to the gas station and look at what happened. These guys were drunk. They urinated behind the back of the gas station. Apparently, Lochte pulled down a sign, which is, an incidental cost, a chowderhead move. You can call him what you will, and certainly a person of privilege. But, there are people in the press. Sally Jenkins in, I believe, USA Today called for him to be essentially permanently barred from competitive swimming. When you think about Michael Phelps, the nation's greatest swimmer, not only at the moment but possibly of all time, he was banned for 6 months from competition for what? For a repeated drinking under the influence offense, something which could have cost somebody his or her life. Mm. So, when you think about the offenses and the kind of rhetoric being thrown around, it is possible, I think, to be unfair even to somebody as pampered and as privileged as Ryan Lochte is these days.
Right. Well, David, in the last couple seconds that we have you, let's talk for a second about the allegations that keep coming in against Roger Ailes and Fox News. A former Fox host has now filed a lawsuit yesterday claiming Fox executives punished her for complaining about sexual harassment. Tell us about that.
Well, Andrea Tantarosa was a host of The Five, one of the more popular shows on Fox. It shows up at 5 p.m. She claims that Roger Ailes sexually harassed her, that she complained about these things, and that she was essentially demoted to a less-watched show in midday called Outnumbered as a result of her complaints. But what I think is more damaging to Fox News, if it's borne out, is that she alleges not only that Ailes made sexual advances unwanted, she says Bill O'Reilly, you know, their most popular, most watched host, did so as well. He, of course, had been sued by a former producer there for just that a dozen years ago. They had to pay a lot of money to get him out from under that. And also the people who are in place now, including Bill Shine, the co-president of the network, he was labeled as an enabler and somebody who threatened her as well. So it's really labeling the culture, not simply Roger Ailes, as liable in this lawsuit.
Thanks, David.